We're all invited to a fun evening of cocktails, food, and jewelry shopping with proceeds benefiting the Center Against Sexual and Family Violence's Emergency Shelter for Survivors of Domestic Violence and Sexual Abuse. Lend Us Your Ear takes place on Thursday, September 28th at the Epic Rail Yard Center. Jewelry has been donated by local jewelers, artists, businesses, and individuals with something for everyone. Here to tell us all about it are Angelica Machorro and Stephanie Carr. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thanks, Marina. Nice to be here.
It's always great to have you.
I know. It's fun.
So before we dive into the event proper, let's talk about the cause. Why are we doing this?
Well, as you know, this year, 2017, marks the 40th anniversary of the Center Against Sexual and Family Violence being in our community. We started in 1977 as the Shelter for Battered Women.
Wow.
And over the last 40 years have experienced this tremendous growth. Going along with that growth has been running out of room in our emergency shelter in a building that was built in the 1950s. So we have, as part of our 40th anniversary, worked real hard to find additional community support for our emergency shelter. And Lend Us Your Ear is a great way to do that.
So much so that you're actually building a new shelter.
We are building a new shelter. We have started demolition of our old shelter, and in 12 months, hopefully, we will have our brand new shelter. So it's a very exciting time for the center.
Which leads us to you, Angelica, and your volunteers putting together this wonderful event to benefit the center.
Yes, so the event will be later this week on Thursday, September 28th. The tickets are $45, and so it runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's a fantastic event. You know, we say it's primarily women who attend this event, as it is a jewelry event. And mm-hmm. So I like to look at it as women really supporting the women and their children of the shelter. And you know, we do have men who obviously stay at our shelter, but as many people can guess, it's primarily women. So it's a wonderful event that women can kind of give back and support those who are at the shelter.
And you've really gone to town with this year's event. You were giving me kind of the rundown before we started, and it sounds really exciting. So just take us through the different areas that you'll have, because there really is something for everyone. It's a jewelry event, but you can spend $10 or you can spend $10,000.
Yes. We'd love for someone to spend $10,000, Marina.
Yeah, so going back to that, what we were talking about, of women supporting women. So over the past few months, we've really reached out to women throughout the community, and women have gone together and donated jewelry that they have, their own jewelry. And so we have had costume jewelry to fine jewelry donated by so many wonderful and generous women. And so part of the event will have what's called our emporium section. And in that emporium, we have a $1 table, a $5 table, $10 table, all the way up to a $25 table. And these tables are just loaded with beautiful costume jewelry. In addition to the emporium, we have our finer jewelry section, which is, you know, we have sterling silver. We have these wonderful, beautiful necklaces, earrings, diamonds, $100 in value possibly, that will sell for $50 in value. So great deals to be had at this event.
And you also did this really neat thing where you have the women in media section.
Yes. And once again, it goes back to the theme that I was talking about. So we reached out to all of our local news stations, and the women really stepped up from every single major news channel here in the city, and they donated one of their own personal pieces of jewelry. And so we will be highlighting those on a table called Women in Media, and we will also be selling those pieces, and very, very beautiful pieces.
And I remember, Stephanie, when the event first started, there were just the generosity of the community. I mean, people are donating these gorgeous original pieces that belong to their mothers and, you know, were heirlooms, and then they end up here for the center. How do you get people to give up these beautiful pieces of jewelry?
Well, it's the power of the cause and, right, and our mission, really. And I think that folks in our community understand the importance of protecting and harboring those who have encountered family violence or sexual violence in their lives. None of us want that to happen to anyone. But also the recognition that there needs to be a safe place for persons who are in those situations to find a safe haven. And so when we go and invite people to share, as you said, really treasured items with us, they immediately understand the cause and get behind it and open up their jewelry drawers or their jewelry boxes and come forward. So over the last 6 years, this is our sixth year doing this. You're right, Marina. We've just seen tremendous, beautiful pieces come our way.
It's amazing, right?
And I had one lady, and she wants to remain anonymous, but she donated some items. And when I had the chance to look at them and I had everything appraised by a jeweler, the items came out to a little over $3,500.
Oh, my goodness.
With, for example, two beautiful rings. One was a 14-karat gold ring with sapphires. Another one was a 14-karat with rubies. And I went back to her and I said, are you sure? Did you understand this value that you were donating? And she told me, yes, I do. It wasn't a mistake. They were just sitting there, and it's a good cause. I want to help. Rather than letting them collect dust, I want you all to sell them and make money for the shelter.
That's just mind-blowing.
Marina, on top of the wonderful jewelry donations that we've received, I really want to acknowledge Angelica and her committee.
Yes.
This is hard work to put this event together. You know, you've been
yes.
part of it in the past. And this represents hundreds of pieces of jewelry that are sorted and cleaned and tagged, and some are appraised by jewelers. And it's a lot of sorting and figuring out how to handle all of this pieces of jewelry.
No,
it's a lot.
It's
and
a
so
lot. And just that, untangling them. I remember
you know, unknotting a necklace yes. makes you crazy.
Yes.
And so her volunteers have been super in patience. I think they've worked every Sunday afternoon for the last 3 months, probably. Exactly. Matching up earrings that got
yes.
misplaced from each other.
I remember that.
Yes.
I also remember driving across town because, you know, people are giving you their donations and you're just
and you don't, you want to do everything to make their donation
yes.
easy. And I couldn't have done it without my volunteers, and they have been fantastic. And, you know, we had some volunteers. For example, we have a new section this year called Boutique's Corner. And I had one particular volunteer who went to almost every boutique, every place that sells jewelry in the city, and ask, can you please donate a new piece? We wanted to have new pieces to donate. And so we have places like Chico's, Glorietta's, La Casita, Trend Society, Charlotte's, Pandora, all these different places that have donated pieces for us to sell, new, brand new pieces. It's a really neat little section that we have. And we couldn't have had that without our volunteers.
Stephanie, so I know right now you're in a temporary spot, but other than the shelter, there are other services that the center provides.
There are a whole array of services we offer in addition to our emergency shelter. Our Family Resource Center, which is at 580 Giles, is our non-residential public facility. Out of there, we have a great team of advocates who work with individuals who come to us. Whether you need a protective order, someone to talk to, helping to figure out what's going to happen next in your life, they teach our support groups. We have an amazing team of 4 licensed therapists that do both individual and group counseling. We have a super youth team that goes to middle schools and high schools and talk to our community youth about healthy relationships and sexual relationships and how to avoid getting into a teen dating violent relationship. We have an immigration team that really works with persons who are victims of violence in our community and are subject to even greater embarrassment and shame and fear about coming forward mm-hmm. related to violence that they have experienced. So our Family Resource Center has quite an array of services. And then on North Piedra Street, we have our Batterers Intervention and Prevention Program for those individuals who have committed acts of violence. And so as part of their probation under court order, then they attend a series of classes that are around accountability and responsibility for behavior and changing those
sure.
dynamics
Why
of violence.
Why did I do this? Or
yeah.
How?
Yeah. How can I not do this again is really what we focus on, because we don't want someone else to be hurt.
And we'd be remiss in saying, I mean, we just don't know who's listening, right? So if you find yourself in a situation, or if you know someone who maybe is an abusive relationship, what's the best way to reach out for
Sure. The
for help?
Best way to do that is to call our crisis hotline, which is answered 24/7 by one of our staff or volunteers. That number is 593-7300, 593-7300. Anyone can call anytime, day or night, if they want someone to talk to, if they want information about our services, if they feel like there's a need to come into our shelter. That's the way that people access our services. We also provide services to your listeners outside of the El Paso community. Hudspeth and Culberson County are also in our catchment areas, and we have outreach staff that go down there. Those individuals can call our hotline again and come in, or we can send our outreach workers to those communities.
Well, it's really important. I mean, all of these services that are provided, and lend us your ear, and being a part of events like these is really a big part of it. So will you tell us again, when is the event? How do we get tickets? Any special pieces that you want to maybe preview?
Sure.
Let us know.
Sure. So September 28th, this coming Thursday at 5:30, lasting till 8 o'clock. Tickets are $45. You can buy them online at www.casvcasfv.org, or you can even call and we can sell tickets. We will have tickets also available at the door. The ticket price, the $45 ticket price, includes admission, as we will have hors d'oeuvres provided by Rulies. We will have wine, and we will have desserts provided by Small Cakes. In addition to having all this wonderful jewelry that's available to buy, we also will have this new section. Susan Eisen will also be there. She will be, as part of the ticket price, cleaning any jewelry that you may want to bring and
oh,
be
nice.
Cleaned or appraised. She is there to offer her expertise. She's been a supporter of the center for a very long time. There's something for everyone. You can find costume jewelry. You can find very nice, beautiful pieces, $600, $700 fine jewelry donated by some of our wonderful jewelry stores like Susan Eisen, Johnson's Jewelers, that you can find at half price in our silent auction. So really great deals to be had at the event.
All right. Well, we are all invited to lend us your ear. It happens on Thursday, September 28th. It benefits the Center Against Sexual and Family Violence. And today my guests have been Angelica Machorro and Stephanie Carr. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Hey, Marina, thank you always for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.